Europe. Lands, 47. Population, 736,505,919. Publishers, 1,589,052. Bible Studies, 843,405. They found something very special. Anna went to Holland from Bulgaria to work for a few months. One day, because she was feeling discouraged, she paused on the sidewalk and prayed to God to send her officials from her church. As she prayed, two of our sisters walked by and stopped to witness to her. Anna considered this to be an answer to her prayer, so she listened to them and began attending meetings. Though Anna could not understand the meetings, the love of the witnesses was clearly evident to her. This was different from the disunity in her church back in Bulgaria, and she was convinced that she had found something very special. When she returned to Bulgaria, the sister who studied with her in Holland decided to go with her to help her make contact with the witnesses in Sofia. This further impressed Anna, causing her to feel that she had found the true religion. Soon, Anna and her husband, Ivo, started to study together and attend meetings. As the study progressed, other people would come and sit in on their study. One man, Asen, was the pastor of a religious group. He had come to Anna and Ivo to prove that Jehovah's Witnesses were wrong, but he soon discovered that this was not the case. He asked deep Bible questions. Consequently, he was offered a study, which he accepted for himself and his family. For a time, Asen continued conducting religious meetings with his group, though he now taught them the truths he was learning from the Bible teach book. Soon, Dencho, the deacon of the group, wanted to have a Bible study. Before long, three families from the group were also studying the Bible. Since so many from the church group were now studying with Jehovah's Witnesses, they decided to discontinue their gatherings and attend congregation meetings. Dencho became a publisher and conducted Bible studies with several of his friends. Thus far, as a result of Anna's being contacted in Holland, about 30 people have started to study the Bible and attend the meetings. He simply read scriptures about marriage. A brother and his wife in the Czech Republic conducted a Bible study in the Kingdom Hall with a young couple from Mongolia. Though the witness couple worked hard to learn Mongolian, the language barrier was a major obstacle. Nevertheless, the young Mongolian couple seemed to accept Bible truth with humility and patience. One evening, the young woman showed up at the meeting without her husband. She said that she intended to leave her husband because they did not understand each other. A few minutes later, the husband arrived, but he did not look at his wife. It was evident that the situation was serious. The brother took the husband to the Kingdom Hall library to discuss the matter. But because he hardly spoke Mongolian, he could not understand what had happened between the couple and could not provide specific advice. Instead, he decided simply to read to the husband from the Bible. So he read all the scriptures that he could remember regarding marriage and communication. The young man seemed to be moved by each scripture. Suddenly, he rushed from the library, ran to his wife, and kissed her. As they were leaving the hall, the husband insisted that he carry his wife's purse, since he had learned that he should help her. The next day, they looked like newlyweds and happily talked about their deep appreciation for Jehovah and for the wise scriptural advice regarding marriage. Later, they returned to Mongolia to care for their two children. The family lives in a town where there is no congregation. The wife was baptized in October, and the husband continues to make progress toward baptism. Why did she act that way? A pioneer sister, Olha, witnessed to the driver of a local food delivery truck in Ukraine. She asked him, "Is there anyone we can trust?" "No," replied the driver. "My wife left me and took our 2-year-old son with her. What more could she have wanted? I worked hard every day. Everything I did was for her. She wanted a ring. Here. She wanted boots. She had them. A necklace. I gave her one. Everything was for her, so why did she act that way? The sister kindly asked the man how much time he spent with his wife and young son. He said, "How could I have spent time with them when I have to work until midnight? I go back to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. I even work on weekends." Olha showed him the October 2009 Awake, which featured the special series of articles, Secrets of Family Success. She pointed out the first secret, the right priorities. After they reviewed the material on that subject, the man seemed moved and said, "I thought that money was the key to family happiness and that everything else was not important. Now I see it is not money. Now I see what is missing and what my wife needs." A week later, Olha met the same driver, who said that he had read the magazine, thought a lot, and reconsidered many things. He had called his wife, and they were reconciled. Olha then gave him the family happiness book. The following week, when Olha saw the same delivery truck, there was a different driver. The new driver explained that the previous driver had quit his job and that with his family he had moved to live in another area. However, he had left Olha the following message. "I want to thank you, Olha, and your God Jehovah, because you helped me to save my family. If I meet Jehovah's Witnesses again, I will definitely stay in touch with them." He wanted a sign from God. A young man in Latvia became interested in the Bible's message some 15 years ago when witnesses preached to him. He studied the Bible sporadically, but he could not believe that the Bible, a mere book, could help him find God. He expected God to reveal himself personally, perhaps in some supernatural or mystic way. So he discontinued the Bible study and later lost all contact with the witnesses. Some years later, he was struggling with mounting problems, so he prayed to God for help. There was still no miracle, but looking out through the window, he noticed two sisters in the ministry. After praying again a few weeks later, he saw the same sisters once more passing by his window. When praying a week later, for the third time he saw the sisters passing by in the preaching work. This, he concluded, must be a sign from God. He ran outside and told the surprised sisters that he wanted to resume the Bible study he had stopped years before. Eventually, he found the strength to overcome his problems and draw close to God. How? With the help of the Bible. He was baptized at a district convention in 2010. Even little pots have ears. In Denmark, this saying means that children pick up more than you might think from the conversations of adults. About 16 years ago, a Danish sister had a Bible study with a woman who had three sons. They all came often for the study, which was held at the home of the sister and her husband. The woman chose to discontinue the study when her youngest son, Ronnie, was 8 years old. As he grew up, Ronnie had many difficulties. However, one day in 2008, when he was 22 years old, he saw our magazines in his mother's home and felt a sudden impulse to go and visit the witnesses who had studied with him when he was a child. 15 minutes later, he rang the doorbell at the home of the witness couple, and when the brother opened the door, Ronnie walked right in. It took a while before the brother recognized him, but it was a happy reunion. Ronnie accepted the Bible teach book and agreed to a Bible study. It went well. Because Ronnie had been heavily involved in the fantasy world of computer games, some of them occult and violent, his conversation often turned to such matters. But the witnesses taught him that our understanding of spiritual matters should not be shaped by games. Ronnie understood and said, "Please stop me when I start talking about that nonsense." Since then, he has made fine progress. This young man, who first heard about the truth during his mother's Bible study when he was a little pot with ears, is now an unbaptized publisher. Comfort from the Scriptures. At a cemetery in Britain, a brother noticed a man kneeling by a grave, weeping. The brother asked if he could sit with him. The man named Alf agreed. Alf explained, "My daughter just died. She was only 42. Now both my wife and my daughter are buried here." He had requested counseling from the state, but was told that he would have to wait 3 months. "I'm a wealthy businessman, and I have many business interests," said Alf, "but it is all worthless without my family. I would give it all away to get them back." Alf said that he had faith in God, respected the Bible, and attended church, but he had no satisfying answers. At church, when he asked for some comfort, he was told to light a candle or write a note to hang on a tree. "There would not be enough room on a note for what I want to say," he retorted. The brother comforted Alf with the scriptures. Alf is now studying the Bible.